Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. And we are live. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. Snow is flying everywhere, so we could probably expect some of that forecast throughout the rest of today. It's just some light snow like this. Not a lot of accumulation, possibly. A little bit here and there, but not too much. So that's kind of a good thing. Big program for you here today, hopefully anyhow. We'll hopefully be talking to Pete Mergens. Pete Mergens, of course, with the Northfield High School Clay Target Team. We've got some exciting news to share with you today with regards to not only that program, but their practice facility and some fun stuff that we need to talk about today. It's going to be great. John Mahal, the Activities Director for the Northfield Raiders High School, should be on board sometime today, and so I cannot, without a doubt, talk more about our studio at kymnradio.net. That's right. It is our website, or it is our email address, studio@kymnradio.net. If you've got something you want to ask John Mahal, now would be a great time to do it. Just go over, type us up an email, and let us know. You don't have to, it can be anonymous, you know what I mean? You don't have to worry about me, you know, embarrassing you or making you feel bad or anything like that. If you have a legitimate question, you know, you want to talk to John Mahal about, or even Pete Mergens, you want to ask him a little bit about the clay targets and things of that nature, we most certainly can do that. So, something to think about, anyhow. So hopefully we'll be able to, like I said, get John on today. He has got a lot of activities going on throughout the day. There is a ton of stuff going on. The girls are heading down to Mankato. They're jumping on a bus right now. They're 11-9 on the season. They've got a 1 o'clock showdown against East. That's at 1 o'clock today. The boys are all the way up in War Road, and they've only got 2 losses on the season, and they're taking on a tough War Road team today. That's going to be about 5 o'clock this afternoon up there in War Road. As far as the boys' basketball, or the girls' basketball, rather, I should say, they're playing today against Byron at 1 o'clock right over here. So they're 11-5. Yeah, girls' basketball team has just completely turned things around here. Dave Foley has done a great job with them. And then boys' basketball, Matt Christensen, always doing a wonderful job there. They're 7-3 in the conference. They'll be taking on Mayo, who is 7-3 in the conference. And the boys are 8-7 on the season. They'll be playing on Tuesday night. Tuesday night they'll be playing against Rochester Mayo. So lots of fun activities happening here. So what would you like me to do? Would you like me to talk about the weather? Okay, we'll talk about the weather, and then we'll do the Raiders scoreboard. And then depending on that situation, it could be Pete Mergens, or it could be John Mahal. It depends on who steps through that door first. Needless to say, again, studio@kymnradio.net. If you got any questions at all regarding activities or events or things coming up here with regards to the Northfield Raiders, give us an email. Shoot it to us at studio@kymnradio.com. Hey, it's got some snow showers out there. Yeah, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers throughout the afternoon. Not a lot of accumulation. Good thing, huh? Got that going. So temperatures are going to be kind of hanging there, right about where they're at right now. Maybe a couple more degrees, they'll go up, and then they start to fall again throughout the remainder of the afternoon. But the northwest winds are what's crazy. We're going to pick up the winds at 15 to 20 gusts, as high as 30 miles an hour today. No real worry about the snow. There's a little bit of snow, but not enough. Even with those winds, probably, not going to be a big hazard when you're out in the roads or anything like that. For tonight, mostly clear skies. It's going to cool off to about 7. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, 30 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, cooling off to 21. West-southwest winds at 15 to 20, gusts as high as 25. So Sunday night, again, a little bit on the windy side. For Monday, partly sunny skies and a high near 40. But we're going to get some southwest winds. That's right, southwest. A.K.A. southwest winds around 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Monday night, looks like partly cloudy skies, cooling off to 23. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 40. We've got overcast skies, a little bit of snow coming down there, up in the air there, and we're up to 23 currently in the valley. So we want to stick around here real quick. Let's check in with, I think, Grant Selko has got our radar scoreboard this morning. And like I said, if you want to, you got a question for John Mahal or for Pete Mergens regarding, you know, the upcoming clay season and some of the exciting news we're going to talk about, just send us an email, studio@kymnradio.net. And we'll be more than happy to read it and find out, well, if it's appropriate, we'll ask the question. If it's not, well, next time. You know what I'm saying? All right. Grant, what a week. What's happening?
Good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome to this week's Raider Wrap. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and you are listening to The Scoreboard. The boys' hockey team played at Red Wing on Saturday. This is an in-conference game in which they won easily 9-0. The goals were split evenly throughout the periods, with the scores being Will Cashin, Charlie Becker, Brody Jensen, Oliver Benjamin, Taylor Stanford, and Wade Gilbertson. Their next game was played at home versus Mankato East on Tuesday. The Cougars started the game with a goal, but the Raiders came back with three of their own in the first by Joey Fogarty, Will Cashin, and Miles Kennelly. Michael Stewart tacked one more on in the second for the Raiders to make the game final 4-1 Northfield. The Raiders currently sit at 9-0 in the conference and third in the Big Nine. The girls hockey team played three games this week, with the first being on Saturday versus Red Wing. The Raiders dominated this one with a score of 12-0. Their next game was away against Blake. The Bears started this one strong with three goals in the first period. The game would remain scoreless from there until Emma Perutka scored one in the third to make the final 3-1 Blake. The girls had a wonderful opportunity to play at the Minnesota Hockey Day event at Valley Fair. This event was invite only and had some of the best competition in the state. Their game was against Orono. The Raiders started this game with a goal from Mia Miller, but the Spartans scored three straight to make the final 3-1 Orono. The girls are currently 8-1 and second in the Big Nine. The Northfield Nordic team had their conference meet on Friday at Mara. Their girls team placed third overall, with their best finishes being Micaiah Patrika in third and Alia Doherty placed 10th. The boys also had a good showing, placing fourth overall, with their best skier being Andy Amundson placing fourth overall. The boys basketball team had three games this week, with the first one being against Winona. The Raiders beat
Hello?
Them earlier this season, and we're looking John. To repeat that. The final of the
Jimmy,
game
was KYMN, how are you?
58-59 Northfield. Their next game
Good.
Was home versus Faribault on Tuesday. Both teams were at the top of their conference, so everybody knew
sure.
this was going to be a tough game. The game was close throughout all four quarters.
Well, okay, I can either do a phone call with you, or I can talk
Thursday,
to Pete Mergens on the phone.
Another in-conference matchup against Mankato East. The Cougars unfortunately won.
Awesome. If you get you ready to rock and roll.
To 52. The boys are 6-6 and 6th in the conference.
All righty. I'll get you a few seconds to get you focused. We'll be ready to rock and roll here in about a minute.
With a win versus Winona on Tuesday.
All right. Hold on.
The score of this contest was 100-85. The girls basketball game also had three games this week against the same opponents as the boys. Their game was against Winona, which went very similarly as the boys, with the Raiders dominating them 87-27. Their next game versus Faribault was easy as well for the Raiders, with the score being 63-49. Their final game against Mankato was much closer than the other two. The Raiders still won this one, however, with the final being 54-46. The Raiders are 11-3 and first in the Big Nine. That's it for this week's scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. You are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
All right, Grant, well, thank you so much for that update of our Raider scoreboard and what's been happening around the world and at least around Raider Nation. And that kind of segues really, really nicely with who I'm going to talk to now. And we talk about activities, we talk about everything that's going on, and who knows more about what's happening in Raider activities than the man himself, John Mahal. John, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
you know, I know you were running around. We were trying to figure this out, you know, what day would work, what day wouldn't work, and all that fun stuff. And I picked the worst day in the world, apparently. But we need to know what's happening, because I know there's, goodness, isn't there, you've got a basketball game today, I think, and some other end.
Yeah, there's a girls' basketball game here. They play a section opponent. They play Byron today at 1 o'clock. And, of course, there's a ninth grade and JV games ahead of that, so that we're making sure we're ready to go. And so it should be a great game. It would be a big game for potential section seeding down the road.
Is this ridiculous? They're 11-5 on the season. Where did that come from? How did you know that? Did you know that was coming when you hired, when you put Dave in there? Or what happened?
I think we definitely knew there was a chance for this to be able to happen, just with the kind of the growth of the program here now. And, yeah, he's done a great job, you know, especially on the defensive end. And I know they're, you know, I think he'd even tell you they're still working through different things on offense to try to be a little bit more efficient with things. But the talent's there. And now it's just a matter of, okay, how far can this potentially go? You got to learn to win a little bit. And I think we were looking and talking with Tony Matheson last week, and I think this is the first time in 5 years that the girls have had double-digit wins for the season. So it's fun. It's really exciting to be able to support them for that.
You know, it's I think, if I recall correctly, I think they may have had, I don't know, 5 or 6 wins last year and whatnot, and they've already got 11 wins. Yep. When I talked to Dave originally a few weeks ago, they were just about 500. But, you know, and even then you're like going, well, 500, you know, that's good. That's kind of nice, you know. And but – yeah. Since then, they've got on a tear, really, because they've only lost like one in the last, mm-hmm. I don't know, several games, 8 or 9 games or something like that. They've really come out of the chutes. They've been playing really super hard. That's got to be exciting. Did you personally have the responsibility of bringing on that coach?
Well, obviously, you know, initially it's once Coach Eddie decided it was time for him to kind of step away. Definitely put out a lot of feelers to try to see, you know, who might be interested in the position. Had a lot of conversations, and he was one of them in terms of, I kind of had heard that he was going to be stepping away from St. Mary's. And so called and he applied. And, you know, the interview committee, you know, we went through everything together. And ultimately he came out as the top candidate that we would hope to move forward with. And so far, he's done a really nice job, again, with supporting the girls, the program, and really, you know, trying to build the program from the youth levels on up. So it's been a really nice fit thus far.
What is your – so John Mahal is the activities director for the Northfield Raiders. And so the question I have is, when do you get a notification? And then what is your window? As far as, oh, here's a notification that, you know, hey, I don't think I'll be back next year, and bam, we got to go get a coach.
it all depends, because some people, they know right away after the season, like, hey, you know, I've had fun, but it's time for me to step away. And others, you know, might take some time to kind of sift through and you know, hey, do I want to try and continue this or not? So it all depends, you know, and that's why it's nice to, you know a lot of different people and just trying to have different conversations so that, you know, if and when something were to come up, hopefully, and again, hopefully we don't have to ever do anything last moment or right before a season, but obviously that's probably going to happen at some point. But you have those conversations and just to see who might be interested, who might be available. And, you know, if you have a good long window of time, you know, you'll be able to get the posting out, give it some good time to, you know, just to be out there in front of people, maybe have some conversations with different, again, see who might be interested, and then go through the process with the team and see, you know, who comes out at the top.
Is there a special double secret coaching website out there that a guy goes to and says, okay, we're posting our job out here, and then you get this guy going, hey, I might be interested in that? Or I don't think you just flip it up on the Zipped Recruiter, do you?
Well, actually, you can.
Okay.
It goes out, you know, there's a couple of just more educational base, you know, where all the different teaching jobs might go. You know, and obviously it can go out, you know, it could go out on, I suppose, like Indeed or different places like that. And but a lot of this, like anything, you hope you have certifications, but so much of it is who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know people that are in that area, and then you start having more conversations like, hey, do you know anybody that might be? And then they start having conversations for you too. And then, lo and behold, hopefully, you get a few more people that are like, hey, I am interested in that. And, maybe I will apply and see what happens. So, again, the timing can definitely be interesting. But, generally speaking, if you have a good window, you can have a good process and hopefully get a great candidate to work with our student athletes.
Did you personally have any experience with Dave Foley in your previous life at all?
None whatsoever.
Okay. So it wasn't like you were like, hey, yeah, you had an old buddy from college that, he seemed to have been doing okay and pretty successful. Hey, maybe we'll reach out to him, give him a phone call or whatever. But so he kind of, because he was, he was from the South, moved up to Michigan, then back down to mm-hmm. I think Texas, and then back up here. And so a lot of different things. And then was over here, I think, in Winona. And
Through different conversations that I'd had with different people, they had said like, hey, he's probably, again, stepping away from St. Mary's. And so for me, it was just like, well, I initially just sent an email just to say, hey, don't know if you'd be interested in taking a look, but if you are, let's have some conversation, and I can tell you a little bit about the program, and then you can determine if you want to apply or not.
Sure.
And here we are today. He's, I think, an 11-5 coach at the moment. So
right.
It's fun to see.
So how do you – so let's delve into the mind of John Mahal, the back scenes. So you're sitting in your office, and you've got this – you've got to figure this out. It's just another day in the life of John Mahal, right? So you're like going, how do you hear about, or did you hear about it, or how do you hear about those things like, hey, this guy might step down over here at Winona? How do you, is that, again, that inner web? Or
It's just conversations with other ADs, because, after seasons are done, there's especially collegiately, there's a lot of different movements. Doesn't always happen at high school. But just having different conversations with different ADs or people that are kind of in that basketball world, different names came up. And like I said, I definitely had different conversations with a lot of different people to try and determine what interest they might have and would they be, again, curious enough to know more about the program and apply and potentially, if selected, go through the interview process. It's a lot of conversations and, again, trying to find the right fit, for our programs and being here in Northfield.
You mentioned a committee. How many people are on that committee? And is that the same for all sports and activities that there is this committee and there, how many people are involved in that? And then again, I'll ask, how much of that responsibility is yours at the end of the day?
Every committee is a little bit different, but it's still, you try to comprise it of that sport or that activities, folks that are involved, try and get some parents, you want to hopefully try and get some student athletes, maybe one or two different reps there from the high school that, have been a part of the activities. And then, of course, myself, potentially administration, depending on, what we're trying to do. And then ultimately, we do go through the process and we kind of get to the end and, okay, who would you want to try to go with? And, ultimately, it is my hire or my recommendation to move forward with the specific candidate. Because that group or that committee is giving me feedback in terms of who they would like to, see in that role. And, definitely when I was a principal or elementary principal, more often than not, my thinking is probably very similar to what the committee is thinking. Just, you go through the process and a lot of times it lines up very nicely. But I'm sure there's going to be times where, I may not necessarily completely agree, and maybe I need to go with a different candidate for whatever reason. But typically, it's going to line up with what the committee is thinking or hoping as well.
Are these committee members, are they teachers? Are they city council members? Or are they school administrators? I mean, who are the
Yeah, is the school committee? Administrators. It could be, like I said, student-athletes within that program. And, it could be school administration, teachers, different people that have some type of connection typically with that sport or activity and want to be on that committee.
Okay. So it's been, you've got, like I said, you've got a nice little 11-5 going for the girls. Boys are at 500 or 8-7. They're doing okay. And then Tuesday night, they got Mayo. But Matt, I think, is doing an outstanding job there. The two question marks, I think, at the beginning of the year were the girls and boys hockey team. We graduated a lot of seniors and a lot of superstars that went out into, some D1 players and different things like that. And the girls are currently 11-9. They're going against Mankato East. But they've showed up. They've done an outstanding job. I think Paige has done a pretty good job, along with LaPanta there. As far as, putting a team together, taking a bunch of younger players, and, you had a bunch of superstars last year, and then this year you kind of have to fit things together. And the boys, much of the same thing for the boys, and, they've only got two losses on the season, so you got to be pretty happy about kind of the results that are there. How much does winning make a difference for your job, for what you're responsible for?
Well, I think any time that we get a chance, when the scoreboard turns on, we want to try to compete and we want to win. It doesn't matter what the sport is or competition is. We want to represent Northfield and represent it, very well. The girls, both programs, they know that Big Nine competition may not be as strong as they would need or want or even require if they're going to make some deeper runs into things. They've been able to do some really nice things, obviously, within the Big Nine. And then recently for the girls, they've played two, basically, I think it's two top six teams here, last week. And, they battled and they're right in the games, and unfortunately didn't come out on top, but they're playing great teams. They play Dodge County next week. I think they're number one in Class A. So their non-conference is really going to get them ready for, section play, and it's a young team, like you said. So, they're having to retool a little bit, people in different positions than maybe what they were last year. But they're learning, they're getting better. And I think, they had a chance to play out at Hockey Day this past Thursday. And that was, for someone outside the rink watching, it was a little bit chilly, but what a great experience to play a game against Orono, in the parking lot of Valley Fair. So what a cool deal.
Were the roller coasters running too, or no? Not so much?
They did have some rides going, but not the roller coasters. And then the boys, they're doing real well. They've played some really, again, same thing. Their non-conference has been strong. I know last night they beat Detroit Lakes up there, and then now they're on their way right now to go play at War Road this afternoon. So, they've got a very tough, difficult non-conference schedule as well to, again, help them be prepared for, what's come here in section play.
Yeah, I mean, the girls got Mankato East. Like you said, Dodge County Tuesday night, which we'll be broadcasting live. And then on Thursday, January 30th, Mankato West in Mankato. And then they'll figure out the seedings and kind of figure out where they're at right there. So Northfield right now sitting right kind of in that middle, that 4, 5, 6 spot right there right now. So, usually they're sitting at the top. So this is probably, I wouldn't say it's a kick to the ego, but I think they got to be pretty happy with the fact of where they are this year. And same with the boys. Like I said, we graduated a lot of top talent, and
Yes,
we're still competing. I think that's got to be a testament not only to the coaches and whatnot, but the players that are stepping up and taking over.
Absolutely, they're doing a great job. You know, they practice hard, and again, they want to see things continue in terms of that success.
Oh, yeah, listen to that ringing. We're going to see if we can get John Mahal back on here. Somehow we kind of got disconnected. Or John, did I lose
Sorry
you?
About that.
Nope, that, I think, I don't know which one of us bumped our chins on it, but one of us got it. But
went quiet there. Sorry about
right,
that.
Right, we're talking about basically the accomplishments of both the boys and the girls teams, and just a great job and everything that's going on there. You know, there's other things that are going on too. The swim. Look at, how about Doug Davis and that swim team, huh?
Yeah, they're doing fantastic. I mean, again, I don't know. I think they've, other than True Team State, where I think they took third and almost took second. You know, they've won everything else that they've been involved in. And they seem to be really primed to hopefully do some special things here in late in the season and going into hopefully section and hopefully a state opportunity.
What's crazy about they took third in True Team State, but they set 70 more personal goals. First two contests, they set like 40 or 50 personal best. Now they just set 70 more. I mean, wow, what can you say? I mean, I don't know if it's the magic in the water, if it's the coach, or if it's just the kids, or what's going on here, but man, they are really achieving.
It's definitely a combination. You know, I mean, obviously the guys are working hard. They're doing some special things in the water, but Doug and the staff, you know, they really know how to help them train and get to this opportunity or this point to where they can do some special things. So again, I can't say enough good things about, like I said, Doug, and just what he's done, not only now, but just over the term of his career. You know, I mean, he just, you know, he understands how to coach high school athletes and just does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So from your standpoint as activities director, I mean, do you get a chance to kind of enjoy it, or is it just a blur because there's so many activities going on all the time?
It's a little bit of a blur. You know, the other night, our son, you know, he plays on the basketball team, so it was nice to kind of take a moment and celebrate him. You know, he scored his 1,000th point.
Nice.
For Northfield, so that was fun to kind of slow down and take that in. But it is. It's very much like, you know, I was teasing our administrative team last week. I was just like, okay, all of a sudden we're just going to blink and it's going to be the end of February and it's going, where's the time gone?
Right.
You know, just because it is, it's a busy time, but it's a fun time because there's so much going on. And, you know, again, trying to make sure everything is organized, you know, are the officials stage ready to go? How's our worker? You know, just everything that, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, I need to definitely do a shout out to Cheryl Dockin, who just does a tremendous job, you know, scheduling our people, you know, to help support just all the things that we do within the activities department. So it's busy, but it's fun. And, you know, at some point we'll be able to slow down, take a deep breath and really kind of look back and see the fun things that have happened. But right now it's just supporting everybody to hopefully, again, do some fun things here during the season. And you know, we're not too far away as well, because I think February 10th is when we open up spring activity registration.
Right. I was just gonna roll. It's like, do you even get a chance to absorb it and appreciate it? Because, you know, girls hockey is on February 5th is playoff time. They're already here.
Yeah,
it's playoffs, and spring is here to come. Here comes the baseball team. Here comes the track team. You know, here comes, you know, you got all kinds of, well, don't you have like speech, debate, government? You've got all these other activities going on in spring too.
Yeah, those groups are doing awesome too. It's so fun just to see everybody, again, with whatever our students are interested in. They have so many great opportunities to be a part of things and do it at high levels, because, you know, our advisors, coaches, you know, they're all invested. They all care. They all want to do what's best for kids. and give them the opportunities, like I said, to kind of do some special fun things. So it is, you know, if you do, like you mentioned, kind of step back and really look at things from, you know, a 10,000 foot perspective, it's really fun to be able just to see everything in action.
Before I let you go, I have to talk about Pete Mergens. I'm going to have him on the program here very, very shortly. How involved are you in the Northfield Raiders clay target team? And then how much do you know about what's happening and transpiring with the new facility? How much of that is John Mahal, the activities director? How much do you get involved on all of that?
You know, a lot of that, you know, their students, you know, of course they register through our office and whatnot, but Pete and his group, they do a fantastic job of really, they kind of take it from there and they do the lion's share of everything. So, you know, I guess I'm in the know, but I'm not in the day to day, you know, of what's going on. I know Pete, you know, when we were talking early summer last year, he was talking to me about the new facility and kind of what's kind of on the horizon for the program or what could be on the horizon for the program. And he was really excited about that, just to hopefully try and expand things even more, because it's a very large group that takes part in that, which is great. Again, another opportunity for kids to do what they love or are interested in. So, again, the day-to-day, I don't get too involved. It's just more or less, you know, Pete and I get a chance to kind of check in. Hey, here's where things are at. And then it really is kind of, okay, what do you need from me or how can I help? And thus far, you know, just because he's kind of got a well-oiled machine, it hasn't had to be a whole lot.
Right. Well, and that's why you're the activities director, not the activities doer, right?
Correct.
that's the deal. That's what you get to wear with the hat. And you've earned it. You've earned it. We appreciate everything you do, John. Trust me on that. So you do an outstanding job as well. I know you don't like to take a lot of accolades yourself that you know, I know you like to, you know, delegate and get out there and do other things and have other people step up. But I think they did the right thing and they brought the right guy in. And so we appreciate everything that John Mahal does as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, all right. So
I'm
going to
people that do great things.
I'm going. I get. Yep. There is. I mean, you're a community. You're a small village, and I get it. And but it does a lot of great for the community, and the kids are excited. I think. And every time I get a chance to bring one of the young athletes in and whatnot, they talk about their team and their sport and their activity, and they talk about their friends. They talk about their coaches, and they talk to their coaches with respect and you know, dignity and their pride of participating and being a Northfield Raider. I think that's a beautiful culture that this community has built throughout the years.
That's awesome. Great to hear. Thanks for sharing that.
John, I got to let you go because you got stuff to do. So I'd sit here and talk to you all day because we got a ton of stuff we could talk about for spring coming up and everything else, but we'll have to do that on another day because
I look forward to talking to you more here in the future then.
Yeah, we'll get on again. We'll talk a little bit more about some other stuff. Is there anything that you want to tell me today that nobody knows that's coming that's super big and huge and it's like, I can get the scoop on? Anything?
Hey, you know, the one thing that I would say, we got a fun event coming for our dance team. February 8th, we are hosting sections at the high school. And that's basically mid-morning through afternoon. And it'll be a fun day. A lot of great dance teams there, competition. And I know our girls would love the support if people had the opportunity to come out and support them. So that's one thing that we have not had in quite some time, and we're looking forward to having.
Well, awesome. Because, we talked to Jasmine and the head coach as well in the past, and she brings a lot of energy to that group along with the assistants. Yes. And everybody there that's there brings a lot of energy, and they do a lot of hard work, and that's awesome to hear. So February 8th, which is 2 weeks from today, over here at the high school, anything we should know? Is there an admission to that? Is there...
Yeah, I think it's adults are, you know, it's our section pricing, so it's like $10 for adults, $6 for students, and I believe the girls, we have a schedule, but it basically starts at 11 o'clock, and you can see lots of different performances throughout the afternoon if you have time. So Yeah, definitely. We'd love to see anybody that can have the time to come out.
Awesome. February 8th, 2 weeks from Saturday over at the high school for the Highliners dance team. And best $10 they're going to spend on a Saturday. That's the way I look at it.
No question.
Okay. John, go have some fun today.
All right. Thanks much.
Hey, we'll, thanks for joining us.
Win against Byron Bears. Thank you.
All right. John Mahal, the activities director for the Northfield Raiders. I didn't get any emails, by the way. And so you must not have had any questions. Again, studio at kymnradio.net. If you got a question you want to ask and find out what's going on with some of the activities and different stuff like that, you can certainly send them to us. Also, don't forget, we got Pete Mergens, who is with the Clay Targets, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So if you got any questions with regards to Clay Targets and the team and different things like that, there's a new facility coming. I'm going to tell you all about that here coming up in just a couple of minutes. So do not go away. You're listening to the Raider app right here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1 The One KYMN.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize in transforming homes to meet your needs. Whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space, we're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hi, folks. This is Natalie Draper. Tune in on the first Friday of the month at 8:40 for a discussion about what's happening at the Northfield Public Library. If you miss it live, you can find it at kymnradio.net or wherever you get your podcasts.
How we doing? Yep. All right. I'll be ready to rock here. Hold on. Hey, good morning. Well, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. If you just tuned in, we can catch up a little bit. We were talking to John Mahal, the activities director for the Northfield Raiders, and all of the activities that they've got going on throughout the today and the upcoming weeks and different things of that nature. So if you missed any of it, just go to kymnradio.net. You can click on the programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and you click on today's date. So as soon as the program is over today, we will pop you up and we'll get all the interviews in there. So if you missed anything, you can listen back right there at kymnradio.net. Our inbox is open. So if you want to send us an email and ask us a question or ask a question to our guests or anything like that going on with the Raider activities, just send it to studio at kymnradio.net. I'm going to be talking to Pete Mergens here. Pete is the coach, if you will, of the Northfield Clay Targets team, and he joins us this morning. So, again, if you got a question, go ahead and send it to us at studio at kymnradio.net. We'll have a look at the weather forecast coming up after this, but we'll talk to Pete right now because he's a busy man and he's got stuff going on. Pete, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing okay, and there's been some conversation out there for a while, on again, off again. I just got done talking to John Mahal, and I asked him what his participation is with regards to you and the Northfield Raiders Clay Target team, and he has mentioned the fact that, you know, he kind of stays in the loop and understands, and you kind of keep him filled in a little bit, but I think... Yeah. What we want to talk about is the Cannon River Sportsman's Club, or what used to be, well, still should. It was the Cannon River Sportsman Club, which is now the Cannon River Outdoors Club. And I guess is congratulations in order here, Pete.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're very proud of the organization. Of course, the Cannon River Sportsman's Club has been around since 1987, and a year ago they voted in a new board of directors, which I'm currently the president of, and we changed the name to the Cannon River Outdoors Club and made it kind of more inclusive of everyone and all outdoor activities, and we're very, very proud of it. It is taking off really well. Our goal was to, we've applied for our 501c3, so the main beneficiary of that is going to be the Northfield Clay Target team, the Northfield fishing team, and hopefully maybe a future Northfield archery team. So we're trying to build some programming and do some things to raise some funds, but moreover, get families in the outdoors together.
Do we have an archery team? Am I missing something?
We do not have a physical archery team yet. So it is something that we want to build upon and build programming for.
Awesome. So where is this located at?
We don't have a physical presence per se. We are doing our quarterly dinner meetings right now at Ruth's on Stafford. We have one coming up February 10th. It's very inexpensive to be a member. It's a family membership. Anyone dwelling in a household under 21 years of age falls under that platform. And so quarterly we're having these dinner meetings where we're having people come speak about various outdoor subjects. This first one coming in February. We have someone coming to talk about ornithology. So we have kind of a bird watching category. We're hoping to have the someone from the Waterford Warriors talk about snowmobiling, which is kind of present right now, even though there's not a lot of snow.
Present or not present, yeah.
We also have a quarterly newsletter that we put out and a message board. So if you or your listeners go on to www.cannonriveroutdoorsclub.com, you can see our message boards and our calendar. We have a live calendar that talks about all the outdoor events that are coming up. And really a great program. And for $50, it covers your entire family.
Right. So, and again, if you want to sign up, you can go to the CannonRiverOutdoorsClub.com/signup, right? And you can actually sign up right there. And can you, and yes, you, I think you can, you have a Venmo page, a Venmo at Cannon Rivers Outdoors Club. So if somebody wants to join, they could just go there and Venmo you $50 and bam, they're in.
Yep. Just like that. Go ahead.
You said there's no physical, you know, no physical area, if you will. Is this more of a just kind of a club that's kind of supports those activities, or is there locations that they specifically are directed or directly related to?
You know, as an example, the Cannon River Sportsman's Club was integral in forming the archery range that is currently in Northfield. It's actually located up by the water tower off of Hall Avenue, and people are debating about, the city's debating about moving it right now because that's where the future water treatment plant is going. So okay. We're actually going to move it just down the road, and we're going to hopefully expand it and have more activities. So those are the things that we're involved in, things of that nature, and really programming, trying to bring families together that have like interests. Really realizing Craig Johnson is on the board as well. Craig's a teacher and head coach of the fishing team. And, you know, he and I note that there's lots of families that are happy to participate with their kids in these outdoor events like trap shooting and fishing and archery. And so we're, realizing that, gosh, we're kind of stumbled onto something. We have, 130 families that love to participate together.
Well, we do talk about the clay target team that typically in the spring you do really, really well with that. And you've got last year, I can't remember the participants, but it was the number just blew my mind. What's it looking like this year?
Well, we're just going to be opening up our programming for that here. Sign up starts, I think it's February 4th, and we start shooting and competing at the end of March. So we're anticipating 100 students again. That's basically what we had last year. We usually have a dozen or so seniors that graduate, move on, but there's usually a dozen to 20 new kids signing up. So we're continuing to grow every single year.
So right now we do have there is a fishing team. I know that Craig Lee said Craig Johnson is in charge of that. I don't know how many participants they have in there, but that one goes into the summer, and I think clay does too, doesn't it?
It does. Yep. Our final tournament of the year and then nationals, they happen in July. So kids have long since graduated, and so both of those activities go into the summer months, which is kind of unique, but it's fun. The kids enjoy it. If you talk to the kids that are involved in these sports, and many of them are able to be in other sports because of the timing of these our activities, but if you ask them, it's their favorite sport that they've ever participated in.
Pete Mergens is our guest this morning, and not only the head coach of the Northfield Clay Targets, but now the president of Cannon River Outdoors Club. So I thought I heard a rumor of something, but was there some property purchase that was coming up or thought about or something like that, or maybe it's in the works? I don't want to spoil any news.
No, that's quite all right. We have entered into a purchase agreement to purchase hopefully a gun club. With a partnership, it hasn't closed. So the kind of things that we're keeping a little bit of a lid on, but it would really open up opportunities for our whole community to have an opportunity to shoot clay targets closer to home. So something that we've been working on and hoping that things come to fruition. Some of the monies that, of course, we're raising will go towards that, but the majority of what we're raising is going towards programming and like I said, the outdoor youth kind of movement. That's where we're looking to invest these funds that we raise back into our kids.
And I think again we talk about investment. So the investment So I know you are looking for some corporate sponsors as well. So anybody that's like a like-minded outdoors person who enjoys fishing or clay targeting or just outdoors, hunting and fishing and archery and just the beauty of the outdoors. I think anybody that's kind of involved in that maybe wants to get involved can get a hold of you. And then is there, again, what is the best way to get a hold of Pete Mergens in order to say, hey, I heard what you were talking about. I'm interested in this. Maybe I'd like to help sponsor. Maybe I'd like to join some more. Should they just go to the Cannon River Outdoors Club.com or something to stay contact you? What's the best way to ask
people
questions?
Always welcome to contact me. Of course, my office is at Century 21 Atwood here in Northfield and right from across from the quarterback club. I'm always happy to sit down and talk to anybody about the outdoors, but the best place is probably our webpage. There's actually a section you can click on to ask questions about, or you can go right to the sponsor page or the membership page. But we have, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 corporate sponsors already.
Very nice.
The community has been extremely good. It's an advertising opportunity because, of course, if you click on our webpage, you're going to find on the first page all of our current sponsors. We also advertise for them in our newsletter and at all the events. So it's super exciting. It's become this amazing opportunity, and people are really excited about it. You know, outdoors could be anything from bird watching, foraging, cross-country skiing, biking, mountain biking, any type of different area that you want to connect with. All of a sudden you find out, oh, my neighbor down the street loves to do that. I never knew that. And now you're making a connection in the community. And that connection is helping kids spend a little more time with maybe their parents or friends in like-minded subjects rather than on our cell phones and tied up in the digital age. So
sure.
That's really what we're looking for. A lot of these communities that have clubs and programming, they're kind of dying on the vine right now because they don't involve the whole family. It might be a men's club or a women's club or a this club or a that club, but there really isn't something that's set up for just everybody.
Sure.
And that's really what this is, and it's quite exciting to be a part of it.
So you don't really, I mean, you provide resources, if you will, whether they're they're not physical resources like okay, we're going to meet here today or something like that. It's just it's kind of an informational kind of a platform where, hey, if you like these types of activities, we can kind of connect you with other people that are also involved in that.
Correct. And there are events that will spawn off of that. That's what we're trying to actually produces. We're trying to give people opportunities to connect together and break bread together and share in fellowship and things of that nature. So it really will continue to grow and build off of that. And how you as an individual who's part of the club, you might enjoy being on the message board. You might want to be a moderator for the subject that interests you. In a lot of clubs that we've had over the years, people are, you know, oh gosh, Pete, we're going to need you to show up on this day to help us set up for this event. And while volunteerism is a wonderful thing, it's hard to do a lot of sometimes. So we wanted to create an atmosphere where your club membership involves your participation in the things that you like to do, the events that you're knowledgeable about, and things that make a difference in your life. So that's what we're looking for.
Well, you know, from a student standpoint and things of that nature, maybe you're not as athletically inclined to run on the track team or be a baseball player or, you know, something of that nature.
Sure.
Or maybe you're not a tennis player or whatever, but yeah, you like to fish and, you know, that's what you like to do. And this gives you kind of an avenue. And same with archery. It's like, you know, all of this really, when you think about all of these activities, I mean, they're just kind of different activities that maybe you wouldn't think necessarily about, but they are there, and you guys are providing that platform and giving not only, like you said, students, but also families an opportunity to hang out together, get to know other families that are, like you said, like-minded. So now all of a sudden you're building this kind of, you know, community, friendship, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing the next thing for the Cannon River Outdoors Club is going to be the International Fishing Clay Target Archery Biking Festival. And when is that going to be, this summer?
You never know.
Maybe we're jumping a little too fast.
We're very excited. It's growing actually exponentially, and we're having a great response. The people that hear about it and understand it are extremely excited. One of the features, real quick, Jimmy, that you get with your membership is a membership discount card. So on your membership card, there's a QR code where all of our sponsors, or the majority of them, are offering some form of a discount exclusive to our members.
Nice.
And so it's a pretty neat deal. It's a way to help drive business in town and give back at the same time. And it's pretty cool. It's just what it's become is it's growing every single day. My email is constantly going off with new people signing up or people hearing about it, and And it's very, very exciting for our town.
Well, even if you're not really involved, could have anything to do. It could have something to do with a physical restriction or, you know, age or whatever the case may be. But maybe you enjoy these types of events and you want to help the community at the same time. You could become a member of that and help promote those activities and be a part of the overall club and still, you know, it's kind of a way of, like you said, giving back to the community as well, because if you help sponsor these events and do different things like that, then the community comes back to you, and then they support those that are supporting them. So it's kind of a win-win situation, no matter how you look at it.
It certainly is. The one thing I would say is our school district, which is a wonderful school district and people who work very hard for our kids, they're in a difficult spot. I think you're going to see they're going to have to make some concessions again. And our programming, the clay target team and the fishing team, gets no money from the school. Our coaches aren't paid. There's no financial impact to what happens at that school for our sports. Yet we are a huge part of our sports programming. And the monies that we raise go directly back to that. So it ensures that these are things that won't be cut in the future, because it's run separate. We're sponsored by the school, but we don't receive any monies. And that's a big deal. Well, we think it's a big deal to be able to give back to our school system. And these programs are essential to that, we believe.
Do you believe in any way, shape, or form that by building these clubs and these memberships and things like that might be something that you legislate or go back to the state funding agents for Minnesota State High School League, or go back to the State High School League and say, hey, look what we built over here? What do you say?
You know what, Jimmy? That's an exciting thought. I mean, we just – these ideas just come from my group. That we've assembled. We were able to pick our own board when we took over the Cannon River Sportsman's Club. And I surrounded myself with some exceptional people and people with ideas. And that's the fun part about this, to watch it blossom and grow and to know that it's limitless what we could do with things. People, the outdoors, particularly in our state of Minnesota, is a gift that we've been given. And it's not just playing in the outdoors and doing things in the outdoors. It's helping maintain the outdoors, and it's helping maintain what we have. So there's a lot that goes into this to unravel, but it's exciting because we don't know where it's taking us next. So you never know. That,
right.
That could be – the success could blossom into many other things for other communities.
Well, and the beauty of all of this is you live in a community, you know, Northfield has got 20-plus thousand people, and you're not too far from Faribault and Owatonna and different things like that. But you also have all these multiple resources out here, these outdoor activities, these scenic bluffs, these areas along the Cannon Valley. And, you know, there's trails, and there's, like you said, there's outdoors, and there's duck hunting and goose hunting and pheasant hunting and all that. And there's so many things that are going on right here. If you're living in downtown Minneapolis, it's kind of hard to do that. You live in a community where you can experience all of this and still have, you know, a populated area that's got other activities that go on as well. So this is an opportunity to really, you know, you live here, get out and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Well, Pete, I tell you, so let's recap real quick. February 4th, your clay target team is a sign up. Let's start right there. How do I get involved if I want to join the clay target team? Who do I get a hold of, and how do I get signed up?
Well, first of all, you can go on our high school clay target page that we have. If you just log in through the normal Northfield High School website and click through activities, you'll find our clay target team. We actually have a page dedicated to that, and it explains what things cost and so on and so forth. In fact, I think we're still trying to get that updated before the season here, but it's a good place to start. Your kids will be made aware of it in both the middle school and the high school via some announcements at the end of the day. And we'll have sometime in early February, we will have some sort of a gathering at the high school to answer questions for people. We do that every year And then we have our overall safety meeting that we'll have in March right before spring break to get kids ready for the season. But that's probably the best place to go is right there on the high school activities page.
Very cool. And then February 10th, that is an organizational meeting that people can participate with as well.
Yep, that's correct. That'll be at Ruth's on Stafford, and you need to sign up and be a member, of course. But we have our first quarterly meeting there. Very excited. Ruth does an amazing job preparing a nice meal for us, and then we'll have just an hour of conversation about some things, a little bit of time to break bread together and move on. Looking forward to the next meeting.
Well, very good. Pete, again, just like with John Mahal here, we could probably go on for hours here, but my time is limited just due to the limitations. It's all about limitations in life, isn't it? And making the best of them, though. That's for sure. Well, Pete, again, I appreciate you joining us. We'll continue to as you grow on this and as we look at, we usually try to get the Clay Target team on here and talk about them a little bit through the year, because it is one of the activities of Northfield Raiders. So, again, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Basically, I contacted you, I don't know, an hour ago, and here you are. So I appreciate you coming on board and be here. And again, it's the Cannon Rivers Outdoors Club.com. Cannon River Outdoors Club.com. Go there, sign up, be a member, join a member for $50 annually. That's a family membership. If you're a corporate sponsor, want to be a corporate sponsor and help them out, again, just go to the www.cannonriveroutdoorsclub.com and be a part. So, again, Pete, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have a great day.
All right, Pete Mergens, head coach of the Northfield Clay Targets team, and there's so much more to go. Yeah, hey, we're running late, but this is cool. We still have Meet the Raider coming up, and this is going to be kind of fun. Liz Campbell is going to interview youth in government. There's a steering committee. We've got Corey Demas and Mary Kumak will be with us here in just a couple of minutes. Hold on. We got stuff going on. You're listening to the Raider Wrap here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1 The One. KYMN. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluffview neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes, and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
The man, the yellow van, called Service Master.
Water or fire damage? The experts at Service Master by Iatt provide peace of mind when disaster strikes your home or business. Don't know what to do next? We do. Demand the yellow van and call Service Master by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van.
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community Program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Quick look at your forecast for today if you're trying to figure out what to do. isolated showers and snow showers. Actually, snow showers this afternoon. Very, 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 very light. 20% chance. Winds are going to be a little breezy, though. West-northwest winds 15 to 20. We're going to be warming up. Well, we've already warmed up, basically. We're as warm as we're going to get for the rest of today. And then it's going to pretty much just kind of mellow out and just kind of hang out right kind of where we're at right now. We got cloudy skies. We're at 21. We're going to kind of hold our own right there for much of this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, cooling off to 7 above. Sunny skies tomorrow, 30. And then for tomorrow night, mostly clear, cooling off to 21. Winds will pick up by the southwest at 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 25. And then it looks like the same windy conditions on Monday. Partly sunny, a high of 40, southwest winds with gusts of 25 miles an hour. Monday night, cloudy, cooling off to 23, 40 for Tuesday. Partly sunny. Yeah, golf's on its way. Yeah, golf's coming too, baby. Yeah. All right. So that's Tuesday. We're looking for a high of 40. I don't think there's any golf courses open on Tuesday, but you never know. Someone might venture out and see what's happening. 21 with overcast skies, some light flurries out there currently in the Cannon Valley. So we are still going. Yeah, can you believe it? We have the Meet the Raider program coming up here with Liz Campbell. And again, just a great John Mahal, Pete Mergens this morning on the program, KYMNradio.net. Go there. Go to the program section. Go to the Raider Wrap and choose today's date when we're done here today and listen back to all the great, great information that they were able to provide us today. Just a great program. But we're not done, boys and girls. Heck no. Liz Campbell. Liz, what did you take as home, girl?
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome back to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I am your host this morning, Liz Campbell. Today in the studio, we have members of the Youth in Government Steering Committee, Mary Kamak and Corey Demas. Thank you for coming in today, girls.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So just about a week, 2 weeks ago, you guys wrapped up the 2024 YIG conference. Can you just tell me a little bit about how that went for Northfield?
I don't know. It was really exciting. We had a lot of Northfielders put themselves out there and run for elected positions at the conference. So at the Youth in Government Conference, it's like a mock state government. So we have youth that are running a legislator and a court system and like an executive branch. And you can run for positions such as Speaker of the House and Governor. And we had a lot of Northfield kids put themselves out there. So that was really exciting to see.
That is really amazing to see. Thank you, Corey. Anything to add, Mary?
I don't know. I think that it was a really great conference for a lot of kids. We saw some really great bills that were passed by Northfielders in hotel, legislator, because there's two branches, one for upperclassmen at the actual Capitol building, and then one at the Hilton for 9th and 10th graders. So it was just really awesome to see all of the accomplishments that our delegation was having.
Yes, definitely. So very successful for Northfield overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
No, and it was cool to see. So the eighth graders are in a program called Leadership Corps, where they kind of learn about the different areas of government and the different aspects of the conference and practice their public speaking abilities. So it was really awesome to see how all of them grew and became more confident throughout the Youth in Government Conference.
Definitely. That's really exciting to see some younger members maybe gearing up to do some bigger things in coming years. That's awesome. So we've gone over it a little bit, but for anyone out there who just has no idea what youth in government looks like, can you just explain to us like what this conference is?
Yeah, it's basically like youth are running the government just for 4 days, and there's legislators, there's lobbyists, there's a court system, we have a youth governor, we have a youth lieutenant governor, and people write bills, they try to get their bills passed. There's a media, so people are covering all of the stuff that's happening during the conference.
Yeah, so when you're gearing up to actually go to this conference, like, what does it look like day to day? Like, where are you? What are you doing?
We meet as a delegation about once every 2 or 3 weeks on Monday nights, because a lot of YIG kids are very involved, so we try and make it work with people's schedules, and we help people with their prep materials, which is the main thing that we do during delegation meetings, because for, like, the courts people, they have to get ready to argue their courts cases. If you're a legislator, you have to write a bill. If you're a lobbyist,
I was a lobbyist at the conference, and basically I would just write a platform about the organization that I was representing. I just did research about them and found an issue that I wanted to focus on when I was trying to find bills that I wanted to support or not support during the conference.
Yeah, definitely, Mary. Thank you. So if I was a new kid interested in doing YIG and I came to the very first delegation meeting of the year, what would that look like trying to find a spot for me within YIG, like trying to find the right spot for me and then getting me prepared for the conference?
Yeah, we usually like to start off the year with some delegation bonding to make sure everyone knows people and is comfortable with the kids that they're going to be hanging out with at the Capitol and rooming with. And then we also try and do some like mock program areas so people can kind of get a sense of what it's like to be a legislator and argue a bill, or what it's like to be in courts and argue a case, or what it's like to be a lobbyist and just kind of like talk through what the different program areas are.
We also focus on respectful debate, so we'll do a lot of practice with, like, funny questions like cats or dogs, and people have to debate whether one side is better than the other, and that gets them kind of prepped for, like, being very respectful at the conference for those that have different ideas on topics.
Definitely, and just getting a little bit of confidence, public speaking, and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Corey, you mentioned that there are some different program areas within YIG. Like Mary, you are a lobbyist, there's courts. Can you just kind of explain what all of those different program areas are?
Yeah, of course. So when you come in eighth grade, you're in something called Leadership Corps, where you learn about the different program areas, in practice, public speaking, etc. And then in ninth and 10th grade, you kind of have a choice of if you want to be in the lower legislature, which is at the hotel, you would debate and pass bills, or if you want to be in courts, where you argue cases. You can be a lobbyist or in media.
Mm-hmm.
As well, those are appointed official positions, so you have to apply for those, but that's a cool another side of the conference. But in 10th grade, you can be in something called National Issues Forum, and that's what I did in 10th and 11th grade, where you debate more broader scope issues that affect us on a national level, because everything else is a mock state government, so you're debating very Minnesota-focused issues, so NIF is kind of separate from the rest of the mock government. And you can also, then when you're in 11th and 12th grade, you have even more opportunities. You can be a Capitol legislator as well, and all the other program areas. And you can be in the governor or lieutenant governor's cabinet, so you kind of get to help with the executive side of things. And that's what I did this year.
That's really exciting. So there's a lot of different things to do based on your age level and just experience overall.
Right, and you can get super involved in youth and government. You can become a chair of your committee. There's just so many ways to just, like,
delve deeper into the program.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And so when you're talking about appointed positions that you have to apply for, this isn't just a Northfield thing, right? Like, this is very widespread.
Yeah, anyone can apply for an appointed position after your first year in the conference. So last year I applied to be on the governor's cabinet, and you just write about like your leadership experience and why the conference matters to you. And Mary also did the same thing to become a lobbyist.
Yep.
And then you can kind of like get to see a different side of the program.
But it is selective because there are so many different delegations throughout Minnesota that mm-hmm. come to the conference as well. So
mm-hmm. yeah, YIG is about 1,200 kids.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different schools coming together in Minneapolis in January to come and be part of this YIG thing.
Right.
Awesome, that's really fun. And if you are just tuning into the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with members of the Youth and Government Steering Committee, Mary Kmok and Corey Demas. Could you just walk us through what, like, the first day of YIG looks like when you're actually getting to the conference?
Well, the first day is really overwhelming. We leave on Thursday morning, so we have like 2 hours of school, and then we leave from school. We're all wearing our business clothing. We hop on the coach bus. We get to the Hilton, and yeah, we get to the Hilton mid-morning, and we just dive right into our program areas. So we're in program area time from mid-morning until about...
until we have a break for dinner. This is the only day of the conference that we don't have evening activities, so we stay in our program areas until pretty late.
Yeah,
when we head back to the hotel for delegation meetings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we probably get up to our rooms. This year we had to wait to get up to our rooms until like 11 p.m. It's a long day, the first day. And then we start again at, what, 8 in the morning, 7 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty quick turnaround from the time you're done to the time you start again in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So in your program areas on that first day, what does the structure of that look like? Like, is it more of a welcome thing, or are you really just diving right in and getting to arguing your bills and all of that kind of stuff?
We have an opening ceremony. There's one at the Capitol and at the hotel. They have guest speakers, and usually the governor, lieutenant governor, will come talk about youth and government, as well as some other elected officials. In the past, we had Peggy Flanagan, the Minnesota lieutenant governor, come speak to the Capitol legislators. This year, that day didn't work, so she came on the Friday at the conference and talked to us all then. Yeah, but it's just a nice way to get introduced into the conference, and then you go straight into committee time and start debating bills or whatever else your program area looks like.
So it's really just kind of like a hi, welcome, and then you get right into it.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
So all of that preparing and stuff comes beforehand, and when you get to the actual conference, you're just really going at it from day one.
Yep, you want to be pretty prepared before you come.
But I think our delegation does a good job of helping people along and getting them ready for those material deadlines.
For sure.
Yes, that's awesome. So on that second day, that early 7 a.m. wake up, can you just walk us through another day, another real full day of YIG and what it looks like?
Yeah, sure. So I usually set my alarm for around 7:30 in the morning because program area starts at 9 and the buses to the Capitol start at 8. So since my program area was at the Capitol, I woke up, got ready, caught a bus to the Capitol. And then if you're at the Capitol or the hotel, you start program area at 9. And then depending on your program area, you will either be debating more bills in committee or on a floor session, or you'll be running around testifying on bills, or you'll be writing news articles for the media, or you'll be learning about what it's like to write a bill or debate a court case, or you'll be debating court cases until lunchtime, which if you're at the hotel is in the Skyways. We're super lucky. We have a big choice of restaurants. And if you're at the Capitol, then you get bused to Robert Street, which has, again, a ton of different restaurant options, mostly fast food and fast casual. And then after lunch, you go back into program area time. And then you, at the end of program area time, go back to the hotel and eat dinner in the Skyways. And then we head into evening activities.
Yeah, so evening activities are super fun. We basically take over a floor of the Hilton, and we have bouncy houses, we have
karaoke,
Just Dance, a craft room.
You can hear candidate speeches from all the people running for office, statewide office. Yeah, you can watch the talent show, the famous YIG talent show.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
And then we have delegation meetings, and then we head back to our hotel room at the end of the night.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's kind of a nice time to check in as like a Northfield delegation, see what's up with everything.
Yeah, because we've all been scattered around either at the hotel or at the Capitol. And at the end of the night, we have opportunity to all just come together. We always do roses and thorns and shout outs.
Yeah, so we can hear about the best parts and the worst parts of everyone's day and kind of shout out all the success that Northfield delegates have had at the conference.
Yeah, so just kind of seeing the different successes and triumphs of, like, different delegates and their different areas that you might have not been involved in the day. Awesome. We've gone over this a little bit, but can you just tell me, like, specifically when you get to the conference and you have that first full day, in each of those different program areas, what would your day look like specifically? Like, what are you physically doing? Like, courts, obviously you're arguing court cases, but you're standing up against how many other people? Do you have a partner? Like, what does that look like just, like, specifically in other program areas?
Neither of us are in courts. Yeah. We have one other person on the steering committee that's in courts, so I've heard a little bit about it. But one of the cool and also hard things about YIG is you get very involved in your own program area, so there's not as much time to experience what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice that everyone can kind of have their own niche and their own community within the conference. But yeah, from what I know, I think often court cases are argued with a partner, and you're either the prosecutor or the defendant, and there's a student judge that gets to hear your case and decide, like, who wins the case. We were really impressed. We had a Northfield delegate this year who won every single one of his cases.
That's amazing.
And then I can talk about what it's like to be in the governor's cabinet a little bit.
Yes, awesome. You know,
that's what I did this year. I was the governor's chief of staff. So that's an appointed position. And I kind of got to help out running things behind the scenes. So the governor has to create stances on every single bill. So before the conference, we read every single bill in the Capitol legislature. And there's also commissioners working with us that worked with a specific topic of bills. And they would testify for and against bills in committee. We also, on the floor, we would sometimes hand out, like, little flyers to some of the legislators telling them to support or oppose certain bills. We also, talk to our contacts in the Senate and the House and tried to get bills moved up or down the docket, depending on how high they were on our agenda. And then obviously the big thing that the governor did was sign and veto bills based on what we were in support or against.
And I can talk a little bit about being a legislator and also being a lobbyist. So being a lobbyist is what I've done the past 2 years. And it's really similar to being on the governor cabinet, where you get to testify in committee for or against a bill, except you represent a specific organization.
Mm-hmm.
And as a legislator, that's probably one of the biggest program areas. It's the most common to go into, like, when you're in 9th or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll, before you come to the conference, you are going to write a bill about anything. It can be a joke bill. It can be a serious bill about taxes or housing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get placed in a committee when you go to the conference where people that have similar bills around the same idea as you, so about housing or the environment, will debate your bill, and your bill will either pass in committee or fail in committee. If it gets passed in committee, you bring it to the floor where a bunch of different people from a bunch of committees come together and debate your bill. If it gets passed on the floor, then it gets brought to the governor or lieutenant governor to get signed into law.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different options for people who are looking for their really specific niche.
Yes, that's one of the nice things about YEG. I feel like people often see it as like one thing, student government, but don't realize like how many different people can find their thing at youth and government.
For sure.
Yeah, so there's a place for everybody.
Yes.
That's amazing. And just to kind of wrap us up here, if someone came up to you and they were wondering why they should join youth in government, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's an amazing opportunity to grow as a person. I really learned my public speaking abilities from YEG. I came in like nervous and a little bit shy, and the conference definitely helped bring me out of my shell. I also learned a lot about government and how to debate issues that are important to me and how to advocate for myself.
For me, definitely the same. I've become a lot more confident after being in youth in government. I've also met so many different people that are passionate about the same things that I am, which is really special. I just think the people at Youth in Government are really great.
Yeah. And there's a spot for everyone. You can always find exactly what you want to do.
Right. If you're a little bit more on the shy side, you can be a media and take photos of everything that's happening. But if you are really outgoing, you can stand up and debate super crazy bills in front of a bunch of people. So there's a place for everyone. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing us.
Yeah.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. I'm Liz Campbell, and I am your host on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care, my master's gone away. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy,
well, 25 after 11 o'clock, I don't care because I can't read the clock very well. It is 25 after 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Raider Wrap. I know if you are used to tuning in to some of the great music that we usually offer, 11:25 in the morning, we're right around the corner, boys and girls. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. We just got to get there. What a program we've had today. Just fantastic. John Mahal, Activities Director, on today and just sharing all the activities and everything that's been going on with Raider activities here in the past couple of months. And then we got Pete Mergens, who is not only the head coach of the Clay Target team, but he's also now the president of the Outdoor Club, and he's got some exciting news to talk to you about. And God, I wish I could tell you all about it again, but it's going to take us another 90 minutes. So here's an idea. Why don't you go to kymnradio.net? Go right to You can just take and just head right to KYMNradio.net, click on the Raider Wrap, click on today's date, bam! You can listen back to all the fun. And that includes the Raider Scoreboard with Grant Selko and Liz Campbell interviewing Youth in Government with members Corey DeMuss, which was just on, and along with Mary Kamak, they are on the program as well. That's a fun and exciting program to talk a little bit more about the youth in government and all the activities that they participate in as well. Excuse me. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning. Hey, tune in again next week. We'll have some other people out here. Hopefully, we're going to get some hockey coaches over here. They're on the road today. Girls are in Mankato. Boys are up in War Road. The boys are just killing it. The girls are really standing tall here in the Big Nine Conference, and an exciting meet today in Mankato. And then Tuesday night, they've got Dodge County right here in Northfield. We're going to broadcast that one live right here on KYMNradio.net. 7:15, puck drop, 6:45 on air. And we're going to get things up and running for Dodge County on Tuesday night. It's going to be an exciting matchup. Dodge County, the number one ranked hockey teams, Class A in the state of Minnesota, comes to Northfield on Tuesday night, and the Northfield Raiders have a chance to knock them off. If you can't make it to the game, and I hope you do, come out and support your Northfield Raiders girls hockey team on Tuesday night. It's going to be a beautiful evening to participate. Hopefully we can pack the house and show Dodge County what Raider pride is all about. So come on out and join us Tuesday night. If you can't, tune in right here at KYMN Radio, AM 1080 or 95.1 The One, or KYMNradio.net. That's right. We'll be streaming live, so tell all your friends, your families, your foes, your whoever, that around the country and around the world, that they can listen to Raider Hockey right here on KYMN. Gotta go. Stick a fork in this. We're done for yet another week. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your afternoon. The snow is going to go away. Not too much. No accumulation. Everything will be beautiful. Sunny skies expected for Monday and Tuesday. It's just going to be glorious coming up in the next couple of days. Thanks for joining me each and every week. Jimmy LaRue again bidding you adieu for another Saturday afternoon. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
South Soda Benjamin Franklin, One Hour Heating, and Mr. Sparky, how can we help you today?
Hey there, you guys handle Bigfoot sightings?
Oh, geez, did you see the South Soda Sasquatch?
No, didn't see her myself.
So why are you calling about a sighting?
See, we got this clogged drain, but my daughter swears it's Bigfoot.
Well, you're in luck.
I am?
Absolutely, positively. We definitely fix clogged drains, even if Sasquatch, Peppy, or the Dogman clogged it.
Well, that's a relief.
If you're south of the cities, skip the committees. Quit your running and call South Soda Plumbing.
At South Soda Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we fix clogged drains and sewer problems like it's our job, because it is. Whether you just need cabling, hydrojetting, or a more serious sewer repair, we've got you covered. We also have easy payment plans if you need them and guaranteed quotes.
Susie the Sasquatch may or may not be about, but you can always give South Soda a shout at southsoda.com.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
Local news, talk, and information in the morning. Great music all day. AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.
You did me so bad. When I was in the moment, well, I didn't understand. Ooh, yeah. You did me so harsh. Left me low with my high heels in the parking lot.